What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode of Spawn with Kristen and Liz is brought to you by Little Passports. Keep your kids busy this summer with Little Passports, the award-winning subscription for kids. Spawned listeners can save 40% on their first month today with promo code SPAWN, S-P-A-W-N. Learn more at www.littlepassports.com/spawn.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Hello, and welcome to Spawned with Kristen and Liz, a common sense and hopefully entertaining take on parenting and parenting culture.
It's like two of your favorite mom friends right in your house drinking cold coffee
and taking all your good snacks.
Hi, I'm Kristen Chase.
And I'm Liz Gumbiner.
And we're the co-founders of CoolMomPicks.com.
On this episode, we're going to talk about summer birthdays, because our oldest girls just had theirs.
Oh, and we're going to be talking about girls and boys' toys.
Oh, one of my hot topics.
Why in the world are they called that?
We have a lot to say about that for sure.
And finally, we'll close out our show with each of our own cool picks of the week. But first, if you have any suggestions for topics that you want to hear us talk about, if you got questions, comments, complaints, you know what?
Maybe not so many complaints.
Yeah, you can hold off on those. You can email us, spawned@coolmompics.com, and we have our very own hashtag,
Spawned Show.
So follow us on Twitter at CoolMompics and Facebook, too.
Okay, so first topic. First of all, happy birthday to Thalia and Quinlan.
I know. I cannot believe.
When we first met, we realized our daughters were born 1 year and 1 day apart in July.
They're officially tweens now.
Oh, God. I'm not ready. But you know, so, yeah, they're 10 and 11. And, you know, I think summer birthdays pose their own set of challenges for parents who are already extremely stressed about the entire birthday party culture.
Well, I actually love a summer birthday.
Oh, you do?
Do you know why?
No,
this
why?
Is kind of sad. It's because I don't have to deal with those stupid school parties.
Wait, our school parties are pretty easy. It's like bring in a nut-free cupcake
I'm not even talking about that. That's fine. You can't even bring in treats now, by the way, to my school. It has to be like a non-edible. Or, get this, you ready?
Yes.
It has to replace the snack.
What
does
do
that
you
make
mean?
Sense? So, like,
no.
The food you bring in from outside for a birthday or an occasion has to replace.
Instead of the snack they eat?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Ah.
So, you know what I did the last time this happened?
What?
Much to my chagrin.
Probably something smart, knowing you.
Well, thank you. Soft pretzels. Custom soft pretzels. I'm totally that mom.
I like that. I think that's really cool.
Isn't that cute? But here's the thing. It's not that I don't like actual school parties. I mean, maybe I don't really like those either.
You don't. Let's just admit it.
But
you
don't like like having to invite all the school friends. There, I said it.
But you know what? That changes as your kids get a little older. Like, I remember in preschool, we had to have every single kid in the class at every single party, which meant all we did every weekend for an entire year was go to kids' birthday parties.
Well, they still do that now. Is it my school district that has, like, the weirdest rules?
You're just friendlier.
Am I friendlier? Is that what it is? No, because their rule is if you want to hand out invitations at school, you have to give them to everyone in the class. Otherwise, you cannot send invites to school.
I'm a fan of email invites, first of all.
Yeah.
But also, I've been really big on telling my kids, pick three of your best friends and we'll go to the movies and sleep over. And that's your party.
I love that. I do that. You know, I have a lot of kids. So
yeah.
If I did a school-related birthday party, whatever you call
meaning
it.
Meaning, like, you have to have 26 kids
at
every...
I have to go to Chuck E. Cheese and, like, spend thousands of dollars to just hop children up on sugar and bad pizza.
Would be cheaper to buy bad pizza and give them, like, crappy stuffed toys. And, like, make your own carnival in the backyard.
Have someone dress up like the scary Chuck E. Cheese. No, we do a family party where it's just a cake and we sing and we have our family over. And then my kids get to pick a friend and they get to do something fun. So this year...
Can you get away with that still? With your 11-year-old?
Guess
she's
what?
Not starting to be like, I want my 18 friends
Well, you know
over.
What we talked about last week, Liz? I am the parent.
Okay.
I am the parent, and
you
that is my rule.
You put down the birthday party
I do,
law.
Because I just can't afford it.
Well, it's funny because I often have the best intentions. In fact, on Cool Mom Picks, I do a lot of the party roundups. And I'm like,
okay, first of all, like, can we just say, if you are looking to plan a party, you have to go to CoolMomPicks.com and look at Liz's posts. Because
we have, like, Alice in Wonderland parties and Minecraft parties and summer theme parties. And there's so many cool ideas. Oh, and Christina, our associate editor, and Kate, they are both amazing at finding, like, just the coolest
ideas. Okay, but we should be
ideas.
Clear about this. Because you are my hero because not only do you do these really awesome parties, but they're like type B mom parties.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I am definitely a type B mom when it comes to throwing parties. I'm like, you know, email for an invitation.
Like literal email, not like a fancy email invitation. It's like, hey, guys.
Well, I once wrote a post when a few years ago, I actually kind of got it together to do a proper party that wasn't just sleepover at our house and dress in Harry Potter clothes. And that's the party. And so my daughter said she wanted a mystery party when she was turning 7. And I thought,
oh God,
what am I going to do?
That's like my worst nightmare.
So I went on Pinterest like everyone else. And I looked at all these like crazy, awesome things that people were doing.
Oh, was it like handmade Sherlock Holmes outfit out of
yes.
homegrown burlap?
It was. And so I wrote a post on Mom 101, my blog I used to write on, and it was like the type A mom invitation was like these sleuth party invitations that were like custom printables and they were fabulous. My invitation is like, hey, everyone, can you come in the kitchen around 5? We're going to have some cake. or like the way they did activities, like the type A moms on Pinterest had these fabulous like pictures of all the kids dressed in black spy clothes with like sunglasses and crime tape. And my kids were like running around the yard looking for clues that I scribbled with Sharpies on index cards. I'm like, here you go, spies.
But you know the common theme in that whole post, Liz?
Yes.
Is that everyone is smiling. Everyone is happy.
Yes.
Thalia is like just joyous.
I did not have a spy sweets buffet. I had Ruffles.
Okay, first of all, wait, hold up. What the heck is a spy sweets buffet?
You know what?
Buffet?
It's actually really cute. It's like people would put little mini marshmallows in packages and call it extra ammo. And, you know, like,
oh, God.
It's conceptual. I have to say, I really appreciate parents that do those kinds of parties. There are some in our neighborhood that do. My kids have the best time. I just don't have it in me. And especially, you know, when you have a summer birthday, back to the topic.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's hard because all my daughter's friends go away for the summer. So it's like, you know, we're going through the email address book and there's like one kid left.
Yeah, it's tough.
I feel terrible. So
no,
sometimes I can
point.
Get it together enough to try to throw her a party in May or June before everyone leaves. Sometimes it's like movie night, kids.
Summer birthdays in our house. You know what we're doing this year?
What?
My daughter wanted to take her friends, two of her friends, to Dorney Park.
Aww.
So that's what we're doing. And I do that actually with all my kids. They get to do something special, whether it's like a manicure or a pedicure.
That's a great idea.
And you know what? That one-on-one time with their friend and with you is so special.
Sometimes as parents, we kind of overestimate what our kids require for their happiness.
Your children at one point ate food off the ground.
They may still do it.
Eat food off the ground.
In other words, they don't need to have a secret spy buffet. Sometimes they're just happy for a cake.
Well, we want to hear from you guys. Tell us about your summer birthdays. Do you have kids with summer birthdays? What have you done? What's your, you know what I love hearing are
yes.
birthday traditions from other people.
Ooh, that would be a good topic. So if you have any ideas or you want to share yours with us, you can tweet us at CoolMomPics using hashtag SpawnedShow, and we'd love to share our favorites.
Yeah, and drop by Facebook or email us spawned@coolmompics.com. Now, we are going to talk about girls and boys toys, but first, we have a message from our sponsor. So, Liz, summer is here, and
yes,
around my house, that means very many bored children.
Twice as many bored children as I have.
That's why we're excited to welcome Little Passports as our sponsor. They're an award-winning subscription mm-hmm. service for kids.
And your kids get a monthly package in the mail, each highlighting a new global destination, like countries throughout the world, from Australia to Africa to Europe. Even there's a USA edition to learn more about states right here.
And they can follow the journey on this huge map. And then what I love is that they get stuff in the mail.
Kids love getting stuff in the mail.
So there's letters, even little souvenirs, stickers, activities, and so much more.
Yeah, it's like getting a pen pal to send you cool stuff from different countries all over the world each month. My kids love it.
So Spawned listeners can save 40% on their first month today with promo code SPAWN. That's SPAWN. You can learn more at www.littlepassports.com/spawn. So I am really excited to talk about this topic, mostly because I know how fired up you get about it, Liz.
I think I have like 6 million posts written about gender, how do you say it? Genderfication? Genderizing? Generosity.
I think we're going to have
boy and girl toys.
Yeah, boy and girl toys. I was in Target with my kids. My 6-year-old Margot walks out of the aisle that is full of Nerf guns and Star Wars Legos and dinosaurs. And she stands in the middle of the aisle and she goes, why do all the boys get the best toys?
So she perceives that as the boys' aisle.
She does.
On CNN, there was a story about somebody seeing a sign that specifically said, building sets this way. Girls' building sets this way.
Okay, wait.
I know. I'm like, what's a girls' building set? Like, we've always said, like, first of all, if it doesn't require a vagina to turn it on, it's not a girl's toy. Can I say that? We just got an explicit rating again, didn't we?
Yay! You know, I was thinking about this, and I'm like, is it Jenga with tampons?
Maybe it's like a STEM kit where you, like, make your own maxi pads out of cotton and mysterious blue liquid. Like, what is a girl's building kit?
It's a My Ovaries jigsaw puzzle.
Okay, we're not doing a good job at talking about how girls and boys actually are similar in a lot of ways.
Well, but that's the whole thing about it, isn't it? It's like
silly.
When you see these signs, you say, why?
I remember, like, years ago, going through a McDonald's drive-thru. This is not a judge thing, I swear. We just don't eat at McDonald's a lot. I don't think there's even one near us in Brooklyn. It's like not allowed in Brooklyn. And we were going through a drive-thru on a road trip. And so I ordered kids Happy Meals because mostly all they eat is the apple dippers. And so we pull up at the drive-thru and the woman says, I say two Happy Meals. And she says, girl or boy? And I'm like, girl or boy apples? Like, I can't even imagine what she's asking me. I'm like, girl or boy what?
They have pink apples and blue apples.
She said, girl or boy.
That's ridiculous.
And then I went, oh my God, she's asking me about the toy in the Happy Meal. And I said, well, what are they?
Yeah, what is it?
And
like,
the girl,
what are you
at this point,
me?
This poor, like, 15-year-old girl is probably like, oh, another one of these moms. And she said, you know, there's some Ben 10 awesome thing and then some sparkly, like, sneaker keychain.
It always is that way, isn't
it?
Yeah.
So like, I said, well, okay, annoying. Two boy toys. And my girls heard it. And they said, why'd you tell her we were boys, Mom? Why'd you say we were boys? Why didn't you tell her we were girls? And then we had to have this whole ridiculous conversation on the way up to get their Happy Meals where I had to explain that the woman made a mistake and it wasn't really about boy toys. It's just sometimes they label things a certain way. And it was awful having to explain that. So from a really early age, my kids were aware that all toys were for all kids and that we shouldn't label them girl or boy toys.
I think that's awesome. And actually, I do the same thing with my kids. Like when they're like, you know, oh, it's like I only like pink or, you know, like they get into that whole like boy girl thing. I go into my pocket and whip out my soapbox.
You carry like an inflatable one in your pocket?
I have an inflatable soapbox and I plop it down and I step up on it and my children are like, oh, here we go.
Here comes the boy girl toy discussion.
Yep. And I do it because you know what? We need to. We need people. Yeah. You call them out. You call them out at Toy Fair. I've been there when you have called people out.
Well, every
on
time
it.
We're at Toy Fair, which is awesome. It's like the huge expo at the Javits Center in New York every year where we get a heads up of all the cool toys for the year. And what I hear at every booth is we have unicorn puppets for the girls and we have dinosaur puppets for the boys. And I always go, or girls.
Yes, or girls.
Like, I said that 400 times. And they go, oh, sure, yeah, or girls. And they'll say, you know, we have this pink mixing bowl set for the girls, and for the boys, we have the blue mixing bowl set. And I say, or girls.
I know. My oldest doesn't like pink. Well, my favorite was when we were at this toy show or whatever, and mm-hmm. they had, you know, it was like a building set, a not named building set. Uh-huh. And it was like the girls had.
Wait, it wasn't a Jenga tampon.
It was not
set.
A Jenga.
Okay,
yes.
Just clarifying.
Could you please not give away all my good ideas here? I'm going to work on that later.
Jenga tampon building set TM. How's that?
So it was the girl sets, which was uh-huh. an ice cream shop.
Uh-huh.
A bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a pirate ship for the boys. And, oh, it was a doctor.
Well, wait. Now, does it say girls and boys? Or is that just kind of
No, the characters
assumed?
Were female and male.
Mm. And see, here's the other thing. And this almost flies in the face of what you might think I would say. But I am a big defender of toys like Lego Friends. Because I know that as much as my girls love to play with Lord of the Rings Legos and, like, make the crazy spider eat Smeagol. They also really like the sweet shop and the bakery. And I have no problem acknowledging that girls and boys play differently and that you know, there are certain toys that bring out imagination. And if they lead more kids to playing with Legos and to building, then I think it's awesome. My issue is with the retailers that feel that they have to separate the toys and label them as girls' and boys' toys. And I really wish that Legos would all appear all together in the same aisle so kids could pick what they want. And by the way, boys too. Like, plenty of boys would like to play with the hair salon.
Yeah, the Lego Friends, we love them, but they totally separate them out. And what's interesting is, like, I have three girls and a boy, and we have the Harry Potter sets, and we have the Lego Friends sets. And guess what? Like, one day later, they all get mixed together.
Exactly.
And no one's going, you know, my son isn't going, could you please, like, put those pink Legos over here?
No.
Like, they're just playing
with
them. Kids
love, like, bright colors, too. And there's, like, really cool colors in the Lego Friends sets. And the other thing that I love in defense of Lego Friends, and by the way, we've never worked with them as sponsors or anything. I just really like them. I like that they made them so that they all work together. Because I would have been really annoyed if the Lego Friends,
really,
like, weren't compatible and forced you to wear different sets. But I think that really speaks to their whole mission to get kids, like, playing imaginatively. And look, if you saw the Lego movie, that was basically, like, their marketing strategy for 2 hours. It was like, hey, kids.
That and super glue.
Yeah, you can build anything you want. Mix and match the sets and don't glue them together. You can replay with them later. Like, it was very clear.
That was a really good, like, one-line paraphrase of the entire movie.
Thank you.
You don't need to watch a Lego movie. Liz just told you exactly what it was.
That's it. Also, Will Ferrell. And so, actually, we wrote a post in March called The Lego Friends Wars Are Back and Girls Are Losing, But Not for the Reasons You Think. And this goes back to what you said when Margot said, how come the boys get all the good toys? I think that as progressive parents, that we all kind of make the mistake ourselves of defaulting to saying that the boys' toys are good and the girls' toys are not, or that astronauts are cool, princesses, not so much. Building toys are awesome. Dress-up outfits, not so cool.
Okay, so wait. So what you're saying is that in sort of fighting the stereotypes, like, we've been, you know, like, STEM is huge for girls, which is great. But in fighting the stereotypes, what you're saying, if I'm correct, is that we're actually sort of demeaning the other professions or the other toys.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to be nurses.
That's an interesting
perspective. The nurses of the world. Like, I think it's awesome. I mean, my super cool, progressive, cool, plays with, quote, boy toys daughter wants to be a preschool teacher. I don't want to tell her that that's not as important as being a lawyer or an astronaut. So I think, you know, we have to also think about how we talk about toys. And I think the culture's kind of coming around so that we're seeing that everything is equally cool. That, like, you know, building a spaceship is as good as building a MaxiPad factory.
Look, I have to disagree with you on this because I don't feel like it's coming around.
You don't think people are starting to be aware of it?
Well, no. I think people are coming around for girls.
Okay.
Like, there's very much this level of acceptance, right? That girls can go down the Nerf gun aisle and grab.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Yeah. But boys, if boys go down the pink aisle, I try not to call it a pink aisle, but, like, it is a pink aisle. When they go down that aisle, it's like, oh, are you shopping for your sister? Like, the level of acceptance for boys to be able to grab a doll, to be able to grab a kitchen set, is not there. And so I feel like, yes, when it comes to girls, it's more acceptable.
Yeah.
And you might make me pull out my soapbox and blow it up right here in the studio again, because this goes way back. Like, it's much more acceptable. The strong women are much more acceptable than more feminine, weak, in quotes, air quotes, men.
I think that's really important. And we hear from our readers, too, actually, when they say, you know, we're kind of ranting against the boy toy aisle, and we say, you know, girls can play with anything they want. And then the moms of boys come in and go, how do you think I feel when my son wants to wear ballet shoes?
Exactly.
Or, like, play with, first of all, what's with all these chef sets just being for girls? Have you ever, like, gone to a restaurant? Like,
ever?
Chefs are not often women.
Yeah,
I mean, there
true.
Are so few that they're pretty famous.
Actually, it's predominantly male.
Exactly. So it's really strange, like, how that somehow changes. I think that probably goes way back to, like, oh, women can be cooks but not chefs. I don't know. But I even remember, you know, the first time I really, really thought about this was, there's a blogger who has a blog named Nerdy Applebottom.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, she's great.
I love that.
Well, I think you know her because years ago, she wrote about her son wanting to be Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I remember that
for
now.
Halloween.
I remember
and
that.
And she wrote this beautiful defense of his costume choice. And it went hugely viral. And her whole point was, you know, it's not making him want to be gay because he wants to dress up like a girl. girl, people were like outraged and crazed and furious. And people were saying like, go you. And then the other side was saying like, you're going to ruin him and he's going to get teased and it's going to turn him gay. It was insane.
Turn him gay.
I thought, can you imagine if like my girl wanted to dress up as like a, I don't know, a Power Ranger or the Hobbit or, you know, Luke Skywalker? Nobody would be like, oh, you're going to make
her a
lesbian.
Well, that's the problem. I think that is the inherent problem that, yes, we're making strides, but I still feel like boys who want to just do, like, they want a pink broom, you know what I mean? They want to be in the kitchen and they don't want to be playing with trucks. I think they have it a lot harder. And I think we need to flip it a little bit. Like, we've been pushing hard on STEM and STEAM and whatever other acronym
there is. So we could work harder, too, to show, like, well, I know we've done posts on, like, great baby dolls for boys.
You know, whenever we do that stuff on Cool Mom Picks, and by the way, all these links that we've talked about today and we'll be talking about, we share on our website, coolmompicks.com. Click the podcast link and you will find all of these. So, because I know it's hard to keep up with a lot of the stuff we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, we write about this stuff a lot. And you know what? Every time we talk about dolls for boys, we get so many emails from people.
People thank us.
They really, really do.
But I think it's kind of like one of these last parenting taboos. Yeah. Like sometimes parents don't want to admit that their sons want to push strollers around. And it's so natural and beautiful. Like for little boys, toddlers are seeing their moms taking care of babies or pushing a stroller that they want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like why not teach all kids to be nurturing? I just want there to be options. That's kind of what I've always said is like I'm not anti-princess, just pro-choice. I think actually, big hat tip to the toy manufacturers offering more options for boys and girls. I think where the change has to happen is in the toy store aisles where they come out with labels that say, this is for boys, this is for girls. Like our kids hardly have a chance when they're directed down one aisle. It's okay to acknowledge that kids play differently. I think what we all have to do is accept that all kinds of play is good for kids. Creativity is good, imagination is good, building is good, and let's just give our kids the best chance.
So if you have any questions about this topic, if you want to share your thoughts about girl toys and boy toys, your own frustrations maybe when you've gone shopping.
Or what your kids like to play with. Like do they like to play the kind of typical thing for the gender, or do they kind of buck stereotype?
We want to hear from you. Tweet us at Cool Mom Picks and make sure to use our hashtag Spawn Show, or visit us on Facebook. If you do happen to make a tampon Jenga, you could also use the hashtag on Instagram.
We'd really like to see that.
Would love to see it. Or drop us an email, spawned@coolmompicks.com. And don't forget, we've got all the links that we've talked about, Liz's articles, the blog posts on Cool Mom Picks, everything we've spoken
about. We will not be linking to the My Ovaries puzzle because that hasn't been made yet.
Not yet. You can find that on coolmompicks.com/podcast. Hey, Liz, now it's time for our cool picks of the week.
Oh, we love doing this every week where we get to share our favorite things, whatever they may be.
And you know what? I want to say this to our listeners. Yes. None of these are sponsored, by the way. We just
picked them because we love them. We would not do that. Yeah. In fact, you'll know for a fact mine is not sponsored because I want to talk to you about a documentary I watched with my kids on HBO
this week. Oh, fancy pants.
Yeah.
that whole sentence was like so fancy.
No, here's the thing. I say to my kids documentary and they're like running, screaming from the room. Like, I need to find my friends with all the animated
series. I want to eat sugar, Mom. Don't watch it.
So anyway, I forcibly made them sit down and watch this video, which I didn't know much about, but it seemed kind of cool. It's a documentary called Miss You Can Do It. And it's a couple years old. It's on HBO right now. And it's about a beauty pageant, which I would normally not be that into. I have some issues with beauty pageants. But there's a beauty pageant called Miss You Can Do It that celebrates little girls with special needs.
Oh, okay. That
like,
awesome.
I'll get a cry just talking about it. It's really beautiful. And the beauty pageant was founded by Abby Caron, who was Miss Iowa. She has cerebral palsy, and she was the first woman with a disability who ever competed in Miss USA. And so she's taken that notoriety, and she's created a pageant for differently abled girls. So there's a girl with spinal muscular atrophy. There's spina bifida. There's kids with Down syndrome.
Wow.
And it gave my kids such an amazing view into what these kids are like and how they think and what their families are like. My kids were riveted. And it's led to so many discussions since then about tolerance and accepting and not judging books by cover. And it's really special. And like, I cried through half the thing. It's amazing. So it's called Miss You Can Do It. It's on HBO right now as a documentary. And, you know, if your kids need a little lesson in compassion, it's a beautiful way to do it.
I can't wait to check that out.
You should. It's really good. Okay, wait. What's your cool pick of the week?
So mine is one of my favorite things. I've talked about this so much on Cool Mom Tech. It's Skillshare.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about Skillshare?
I have heard about it from you, but tell me more, please.
Okay, so it's Skillshare.com, and they have an app. We will link up my whole review about them on Cool Mom Tech. So basically, it is an online learning portal. So you can go, you can watch a video series.
Is this for kids or for adults?
It can be for older kids. My 11-year-old loves it. She has done like letterpress, and you can learn Photoshop. What I love about it is that as parents, like, we just don't have a lot of time to have a hobby. Like, do you remember what a hobby was? I don't even remember.
I think our podcast is our hobby.
I guess it is. It feels like it. It's so much fun. But, like, it's hard to schedule the time to take a class. You got to get a babysitter to go. So what Skillshare does is it sort of gives you a hobby right on your smartphone or on your computer.
That's really cool. So you basically just spend, like, 20 minutes watching a video and learning stuff?
And so, there might be, like, 5 or 6 videos in a class. You can interact with a teacher. You can interact with other students.
Oh.
And what's nice is that you can take it at your own pace.
So it's Do you pay for them?
You can pay for some of them.
Okay.
So I'm a member, and I think it was like $100 for the year. And that's unlimited.
That's like half a swim lesson in Brooklyn.
I know. Wow. Now, they don't have swim lessons. That would be a little difficult. Now, go to your bathtub. But, you know, I took actually a class with my daughter about visual narratives. And so it was taking words and combining them
with
art.
Your daughter's an amazing artist.
Thank you.
So
we took a class together.
I could see that she really liked that.
And what I love, because who has time to sit and watch a video that is not well produced? I do not. It makes me crazy. So these are really beautifully done. The instructors are well known. These are people that they didn't just like, hey, you on the street, you want to teach a photography? you have a smartphone. Do you want to teach a photography
class?
It's like,
I'm a social media expert. I have a Twitter account.
Exactly. So it's Skillshare.com. Check out the app. Try a class for free.
What a great idea for summer, especially when kids maybe need a little extra activity when it gets a little hot to play outside.
Exactly.
I like that.
Well,
thank you for sharing that.
It's my pleasure. And we want to hear from you, though. We like to share our picks every week, but if you have your own picks, we want to know about them. So you can head over to our Twitter page. It's at CoolMomPicks. Use the hashtag SpawnShow so we can find you.
And that's pics with CKS. It's not pics like pictures of moms.
Yes, because that would be
weird.
A different website altogether. And email us, spawned@coolmompicks.com. Well, it's the end of another Spawn Show with Kristen and Liz.
Oh, this is so fun. I'm having the best time. Are you having the best time?
I love seeing you every week.
Me
and
too.
I have to say, I love hearing from everyone. We've been getting lots of nice tweets and emails, so thank you guys for that.
Yay, we have the best listeners. Can I say that? That's not offensive to other podcast listeners.
No, our listeners are our heroes. Our producer is Sarah Abdurrahman. Our engineer is Henry Malofsky. And thank you so much to the Panoply folks, Laura Mayer and Andy Bowers.
And hey, if you like the show, tell a friend. Always a nice thing to do. You can also subscribe to us in iTunes, in the Stitcher app, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. And you can leave us a review. We love reading what you have to say about us.
Yeah. Find us on Twitter at CoolMomPicks, hashtag SpawnShow, Facebook, Instagram, and our email, spawned@coolmompicks.com.
Thanks so much for giving us some of your very precious time today. We really look forward to talking to you again next week.
This is Kristen.
And this is Liz.
Bye.